Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information and Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Welcome, 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 Beamer family. Hi, this is Belinda Casper. Glad to have you on the call with us, and hopefully everybody is coming off of a fabulous weekend with their family and holiday and ready to hit the ground running on our last 2 days of November and ready to really close out the year strong. So, Greg, I wanted to also welcome you to the call. Glad you're with me today.
Oh, most definitely. I wouldn't miss this for the world. I can't believe it, that this is our fifth week for this month. And so that makes it a special month where we get to go over a couple little extra items. We are going to finish up where we left off on week four on how to do a proper Zoom call. We're going to go over that. Then we're also going to definitely give a special recognition to all those that were behind the scenes that put together this program. And last but not least, we are going to announce the new program that is going to be started up. So what do you think of that lineup there, Belinda?
I think it's an outstanding lineup, but the best part of a fifth Monday is the fact that we are opening it up for Q&A, and we're going to answer everybody's questions as well. So I'm going to give a couple highlights of just remind people of the promotions that are available, and then you could do the Zoom call, and we'll take it from there. How's that?
That's good.
So
let everybody know, too. So to answer the question or to ask questions, all you'll need to do is press the number 1 on your phone, and that will put you into the queue so that we can call upon you once we get to the question and answer portion. So go ahead, Belinda.
Yeah, perfect, perfect. That's a great reminder because really today is all about answering any questions you may have had about any of our quick start conversations we had this past month. But first off, we know there are 2 days left for the discount that is available. So everybody should have intentions of sharing that information with the people they're talking to. That means that anybody who signs up to be a distributor and purchases a home edition, they will get a free go pack. So that's a $640 value. So that is an outstanding thing. It does expire end of tomorrow at midnight, which is the 30th of November at midnight. I think we all have our fingers crossed that it may extend into December, but there is no guarantee of that. So don't let anybody wait for that to happen and then miss out on that $640 savings. You do need to sign up to be a distributor to do that. But this is available for anyone who may have been a trainee. Let's say somebody came in and paid the $199 and they're a trainee. They are eligible for this promotion as well, which is really very exciting. And just as a reminder, we are going to start our fourth month of the Pacesetter bonus option that is available to us. So anyone who got 5,000 points from September 1st to December 31st, they are going to get $750. And if two of the people that ordered a Beamer were distributors, then they will move that $750 to $1,000. And if somebody that you signed up happens to have that same opportunity to get that full pay setter, you will get 50% of what they get. They'll get the whole amount too, but you get 50% bonus. So a lot of opportunity to finish out the year strong, lot of opportunity for you to get some more people on your team and to get some sales under your belt. And I'm going to turn it over to Greg for him to share with you some of the pointers on how to do effective Zoom calls, because that's one of the ways that we get the word out to people is by doing Zoom. So, Greg, you want to share that with us, with the group?
Most definitely would be more than happy to do so, Belinda. And thanks for the updates on those amazing promotions that we have. And trust me, I've been out there almost knocking on doors to share that with everybody. So the last thing that we wanted to leave off with on week four, actually, is on how to do a proper Zoom call. Now, you want to make sure that your computer is all set up with Zoom prior, so you may need to download it. It's free. And make sure that everything is set appropriately. If you're technologically challenged, find that teenager around that can help you, or find an IT person in your local area that can help you. Remember, we're helping you become independent Beamer distributors, not dependent Beamer distributors. So we want to make sure that you yourself have all the resources to call upon to get your business set up in the proper way, and making sure that you're putting your money into wise areas instead of wasting money here, wasting money there. We want to make sure that things are set up properly and that they work smoothly for you. Now, with the Zoom, it is free. However, a person can purchase the Zoom to where then you can have unlimited minutes. So you're not restricted to just 45 minutes, I believe. Maybe it's once a day or something like that. But you could have multiple meetings and longer than 1 hour sessions on Zoom. And honestly, that's what I did. It's not that expensive. And also, since it is a business expense, now I am not an accountant, so check with your accountant. But for me, I know that that's something I can personally write off on my business expenses for taxes. All right. So how do we do a proper Zoom call? Well, number one, remember, when you're doing a Zoom call, this is about visual impressions also, not just audible. So you want to make sure that you're dressed appropriately when you're on the Zoom, and kind of just check out with your camera that, you know, certain colors might wash you out depending on your skin tone. If a person is wearing white, lots of times that will kind of wash out an individual's face and they'll make them look more pale. I know, like, either black or orange, I know for me, the lovely Beamer colors, or a dark gray, actually can look really good. So just kind of be aware of that. And then next is going to be your lighting. Now, the best way I found is, well, I had a friend that actually had won two Golden Globes out of Hollywood, and she was actually a boom operator for camera operations, but she knew lighting very well. And so we just actually went on and looked on a couple YouTube videos and saw what was out there. There's all sorts of information on YouTube on Zoom call lighting. And go in there and just see what people are using. A real popular one is the circular one, and it's about a 8-inch diameter circular one. It's an LED type of light. There's the others, the square type ones, and they range anywhere from, you know, $25 up to $100 if you wanted to. But it's really not that expensive, and they normally will plug in for power into like a USB port. Sort of thing. So a person can do that. Now, when you're setting up the lighting, what you want to do is have the lighting from the front of you. So it's going to be behind the camera, but shining onto you. And normally having a couple different lights is good. One a little bit on the left, one a little bit on the right. And that removes the shadowing. Like for me, I've got a little bit longer nose. And so if I turn one way, I can create quite a shadow there. So we want to make sure that we fill in all of those areas. Plus, the same way, if you had lighting directly overhead, that can actually cause shadows down and make it look like you're a little bit more tired or something there over the eyes. So when I do my Zoom calls, I do not have my overhead lighting. I have some lights on around the desk area and the lights on in front of me. Now, the ones to the back of me, I have them lowered down so that way they don't cause an over distraction. Now, when we're talking about lighting, one reason why this comes up and is important is when people wear glasses, the reflection in the glasses will cause a distraction. And so you can tell sometimes when people are wearing glasses, you'll see that circular light that they have behind the camera shining onto them. There are certain glasses you can get that have like an anti-reflection type of thing to them, or if all possible, don't wear glasses. But just experiment. Once again, remember, these are kind of distractions where you could be saying the most wonderful information to your clients, but they're focused on that darn little circle that keeps zooming around on the front of the glasses, and it distracts them. Okay, now that we're talking about also distractions, make sure that wherever you're doing your Zoom call, there's no movement in the background. And that means even people walking by or pets or anything like that. We all love to show off our pets. I would be the same way. However, it distracts you from the point you're trying to get across to the individuals you're talking with, especially if you're talking about Beamer. So you want to make sure that everything is kosher. Also, look in the background. Is there anything that might be offensive or different things like that? Make sure it's very nice and clean. Now, with Zoom, there are options on the camera settings, and these are things that you can go into on YouTube, and they have different types of settings that you can click on that kind of fuzzies out the background so nothing is in focus except for the person in front of the camera. This is also where you need to make sure that your software is up to date and you have the proper camera set up, whether it's the built-in camera on a laptop or a computer. Now for myself, I have a secondary system. So I've got the Logitech, I think it is, high definition camera. And so it makes me look much more clearer. And then there's also the different backgrounds that you can add. You can add pictures or different things there. However, when you do that, remember that the camera is going to be focusing on you and it will create borders around your face, kind of like an outline. And sometimes, depending on the individual, that can cause a distraction as well. For me, I just go with my regular background and I make sure my desk is nice and clean, at least behind me, and then be able to go with that. And we've had people where individuals have walked by in the background and they unfortunately had just gotten out of the shower or whatever, and oh my goodness, you can only imagine. So really make sure that everything is good. Now, where do we have the camera located in front of us? Now, I'm sure you've probably all experienced where it looks like the camera is almost shooting up their nose. We don't want that. That's not probably the best angle that you want. We've also had it where the camera is from way up on top looking down. Nope, we don't want that either. We want it pretty much straight on in front of you. And to do so, like with laptops, people, I started off just with a little cardboard box that was probably about 4 inches high, and I set my laptop up on that. And then that brought it up to where the camera was straight on in front of me. And then afterwards, I went online and I purchased this nice little tray that is totally adjustable that I can set my laptop on and adjust it to any height or angle. And that works out actually perfect for me. And so when you are in the picture frame of your camera, as people would see you, you want your face and your eyes between the first and the second third of the picture. So you want some area above your head and some area below, but have it to where your head, your eyes, face area is. If you were to divide your picture horizontally into three sections equally, your eyes would be basically on that first line between the first and the second section. And so then also don't have it where it looks like you're way off in the distance, but then again, don't have it way up to where we can see the front of your nose or anything there. So just adjust it accordingly. So we've got the lighting, you've got your background, we don't have any distractions, the camera is set properly, and you should be able to look very professional and come across in a great, great manner. And once again, there are hundreds and thousands of videos now on YouTube to look at to help educate you even better, to help you start your business. And it is an amazing tool to be able to use. I personally can do it for openings for brand new customers. If I'm not able to get to where their location is at, I can do it actually on a Zoom call, and I can show them with my unit, how do you plug it in? Here's how you flip off the little cap on the end. It's very simple. Here's how we check out the little pins.
I think it's a great opportunity for us to be able to, you know, connect with people when we're not always able to be there. And some people aren't comfortable with you being there. So Zoom is a fabulous, fabulous tool.
It really is.
Well,
so, yep. And the last thing I want to share with everybody here, number one, is because of our program here, I just want to give a special thanks to Belinda. Casey Conrad has been huge, instrumental on this. Nancy Pellegrini, Claudia Field, Amanda Davis, Leslie Fox, all of these people donated their time to put the Quick Start program together. So with that, I want to turn this back over to Belinda, and let's continue on our quest here.
Okay, fabulous. Thanks. So one of the things that we want to make sure people are thinking about is that we will keep our Quick Start group up on Facebook, so you have the ability to continue to connect with people and have the opportunity to maybe find some people that are in your area that you or that somebody that you want to be talking to that is possibly to help support you in your Beamer business or answer questions for you. So continue to come to that Facebook group, and that is found by going to Facebook and joining the group at Quick Space Start IBD Support Group. That's Quick Space Start IBD Support Group. And you want to answer the two questions that are there to get approved to be a part of our group, and that is what is your IBD number and whether you have attended an academy or not. And a lot of the content that we've talked about is there, as well as the financing document and other information. So you'll find a lot of information in that, in the files section in that. And I'm going to put an updated document in there that is it basically has the agenda that Greg and I go over for the 4 weeks if anybody wants to do that. So you'll be able to get that later this week. It's in there now, but I'll send an updated version. But we're excited to announce that we are going to be continuing the Quick Start program, but it's going to be in a different type of a format. Over the past month, John Bellisonor, our head training guy in Beamer Corporate, has created a program that is the blueprint for Foundation of Success. And it's wonderful, short, little digestible videos to help everybody get started on how to begin to build their Beamer business. And that is going to be led by George Verona. And we encourage people to participate in that because the Quick Start is adjusting. It starts next week on December 6th, and it will be a four-week program there. And he's going to be going through those videos. So really encourage you to participate. Also encourage you to invite the people in your team to participate as well. So very excited that Beamer keeps giving us more and more and more and more content. And as Greg mentioned when we started, please press the number 1 for you to be able to raise your hand for us to bring you on to the blog talk to ask a question or make a comment that you may have. This fifth Monday is always about Q&A and making sure that we answer questions for people. So I don't see anybody on the board right now that is ready to do that. So, you know, one thing that I want to mention to everybody is to save the date for January 8th. That is going to be Beamer's kickoff of 2022. So you want to save the date for January 8th to be able to participate in great announcements. We'll hear from marketing updates and training updates and different promotions that they'll be announcing for the year. So you want to be a part of that. And I think it's going to be 12, it's a Saturday. It's going to be 12 p.m. Eastern time to about 4 p.m. So that translates to about 9 Pacific to about 1. So you want to make sure that's on your calendar, and we're going to be doing watch parties all over the country. So that's pretty exciting. So, Greg, do we have anybody that has raised their hand to ask a question? I'm not seeing anybody on the board. Do you see any?
I dialed the number 1. Just push the number 1 on your phone, and that will bring you into the queue. And while we're waiting for people to do that, also remember, we still have our Testimonial Tuesdays on Blog Talk, and that's where people call in and you learn how to give a compliant testimonial, and you will hear from other distributors and the amazing results that they have received by using the Beamer. And I tell you what, Belinda, it's worth its weight in gold. And all of these programs that we have for Blog Talk are recorded. And so it's very important that you can go to blogtalkradio.com/BeamerIBDS. Okay? blogtalkradio.com/BeamerIBDS. And then you can go and you can listen to these recordings. So even though Blog Talk on Mondays is going to be changing a little bit, where George is going to be going over the blueprint for foundational success, you can still go back and listen to the previous recordings. Just know that some things then might become history as far as if we're talking about promotions or different things like that. But all the basic content on how to get started, everything is right there for you, how to direct you into your Beamer back office, how to use the calendar, how to find your upline. All of that stuff is there. So this is just another tool to be able to share with your new people on your team to help guide them and give them a resource that they can go to get maybe answers to their questions. And then on Wednesday, we have Lisa Diamond and Ian Robb, and they've been doing a wonderful job on Blog Talk on whatever Wednesday, and they've been doing fun little challenges. Ian is very well connected to a lot of the ambassadors and have brought several ambassadors into Beamer. And in doing so, he has actually either has them live or recorded and does interviews with them. And you're able to listen to the interviews of the different ambassadors and how they use the Beamer, how they got started, how they were introduced, different things like that. And then on Thursday mornings, we have our equine units, and they talk about the equine. And the guys and gals, and more gals that are actually doing it, are just amazing on all the tips and tricks that they're, how they're using the Beamer and the different stories that they have. It is all there for you. And once again, remember, these are all recorded. So if you're not able to make it during the regular time during the day that we have live, you can listen to these at any point in time. And in fact, I'm going to be driving back to the Midwest here, Belinda, for a nice little Christmas party. And so on my lovely drive, instead of listening to the radio, I'm going to be listening to different Blog Talk recordings and going through that and actually getting caught up. And it's a great opportunity to be able to do that. So folks, just dial the number 1 on your phone. Any type of question you have in regards to Blog Talk or what's going on with Beamer Anything there, we would love to hear from you, because if we don't get anybody punching the button, we'll just go ahead and we'll close down the show early. But we would love to hear from you. We would love to hear your experiences of using the Quick Start program, and how has it served you? Did it help? Did you share it with anybody else on your team? We would love to hear these stories, because we are all volunteers doing this, and it really warms our heart to be able to hear the success stories that come out from the work that we've all put in to help you guys out in the field. So once again, just dial 1 on your phone, and then we can call upon you. So while we're waiting, do you have anything else that you would like to share, Belinda?
Yes, I want to remind people that we have the equine education webinar today. That is at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time. And in order to find the link for that call, you want to go to your distributor library and go to the national calendar at the top of that. And there is a special link that is for the tonight's education call. It's not, you don't have to register in advance, but you do need to use that special link to get to tonight's Zoom call. So you want to do that. And also, you know how George has been having a switching between Wednesdays and Thursdays to have the niche conversations. This week it's going to be on Wednesday. And at the athlete conversation will be 7 p.m. Eastern Time, which is 4 Pacific. And the business call, you know, we really have a unique business opportunity here. And we are not like typical network marketing. So he created a presentation that's really addressing that to help people understand that hybrid model that we have for compensation. That's taking place at 8 p.m. Eastern Time this coming Wednesday. So believe it or not, that is December 1st. Those are great calls to invite people who are athletes to the athlete call, and invite people who may be interested in a new income source. So let people know what Beamer is and their health options, but also a lot of people this time of year are evaluating their income and how they want to maybe have a career with purpose similar to what we have, or maybe they want to have a side income to be able to have some extra money that they're looking for. Beamer provides all of that at a really low cost of coming in at $199. So that's all addressed on that business call. And there's going to be a watch party that is taking place at 7 p.m. on Thursday, Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Thursday at Eastern Time. So you have the opportunity to possibly bring somebody in that they can ask questions. I know that they always have follow-up calls that are addressing those questions. So many opportunities for you to be able to get people to be interested and introduced to the Beamer. So, and we all have these different niches. We have the niche for the equine. We have a niche for athletes. We have a niche for the business folks. So, you know, really you have the ability to easily tailor your conversation with the people that you're interested in, that are their interest. You're interested in a lot of people, but you are able to speak to them about their interests. So great opportunity for everyone. Well,
yeah,
Greg, go ahead.
No, I was just going to mention those are great points that you brought up, and we don't have anybody that has wanted to contribute to the show today. Everybody, maybe they're just too full. They're too stuffed from eating all that turkey, and they just want to get on the radio.
Oh, I see a hand raised, and that's an interesting way of raising a hand. They must have changed the program. So area code 574, you are now live on Blog Talk.
Hi, I just would like for you to repeat that support group, Quick Start support group that was on Facebook. I couldn't remember all the things, so I could see if I could join it.
Sure, happy to.
Yes.
It is Quick Start IBD support group. And when you go to the page, you want to answer two questions. One of them is, what is your IBD number? And the second question is, if you've attended an academy or not.
Okay.
So we want you to make sure that you do that, because a lot of times when people do it on their phone, they don't realize those questions exist in there, and we can't accept them until they do that. So.
Okay.
But I'm glad you raised your hand and asked a question.
Thank you.
Have you enjoyed the quick start? Have you participated all month?
No,
the month of November.
That's why not. I haven't. I'm not quite sure what it's all about. So I just
Then let me give you another piece of information that allows you to be able to go to listen to the recordings, because they're all recorded.
Okay.
And
okay.
You can go to Blog Talk. I'm trying to find the address here on our notes. You want to go to Blog Radio. Go ahead, Greg. I'll let you take it.
Okay. For the recordings, once again, that's going to be your blogtalkradio.com. /BEMER IBDS. And so I'll spell that out too. So it's blogtalkradio.com and then the /BER, I as in Ida, B as in boy, D as in David, S as in M. Yes. So blogtalkradio.com. /BEMER IBDS. And then the other one, too, on the Quick Start program, also remember, are all separate words. Sometimes I think, Belinda, we've had some people try to put the word space in there, too, and then that throws them off. So, but it's all actually separate words. Yeah, quick, and then that having that space in there, but Quick Start IBD Support Group. And then if you're using your phone, make sure you scroll up a little bit, and excuse me, to see the questions. And if there's anybody questionable, I always contact customer support, and I verify people to make sure, because we want to make sure that everybody that's in there is a legit distributor. And right now we have 569 members in there, and those are the members. Now, there's a lot more people than that these members actually share things with, and we have a lot of people that are coming in and listening to the recordings of the shows. So we have well over 1,000 people that actually listen to the different shows and has helped them out.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very much
welcome. All right.
No space.
Okay.
Quick start IBDS. IBD support group, no space.
There is a space between quick and start. You don't type out the word space, but there is a physical space between quick and start.
Okie dokie, got it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay. Yeah, that's interesting, everybody. So what happened? You hit one, normally there would be like a little dot and stuff that would show up, and now they've got a neat little icon that popped up, and that's why I caught both Belinda and I off guard. So entertain us, and please push the one on your phone. We want to see more little hands pop up on here. It's actually kind of cute.
It is. It catches me by surprise. Well, and the thing is, you know, we've had great attendance in this Quick Start program that we started back in March, and it's been wonderful for people who are, you know, able to hit the ground running when they join the BEMER team. And, you know, one of the big things that we always encourage people to do, and I can't have a Quick Start conversation without saying this, is getting into an academy. The sooner you can get to an academy, the better off you're going to be and feeling confident to be able to talk with people. And if you think about it, you're going to be exposed to a lot of people over the holiday in the opportunity to chat with people and hear how they're doing and learn what, you know, what's going on in their lives, and you being having the opportunity to share what you're doing. And it's a great opportunity to let people know how excited you are to help, to have made the health investment that you made in your life and your family's life, but also the income opportunity that you're creating with being able to have a career of purpose or a side income of purpose. And we're in a very blessed and fortunate place there. So take advantage of the recordings to learn how to share the Beamer in a succinct way, how to share your success story in a succinct way. And if you haven't signed up for an academy, I know there's still a little bit, some academies that are happening in December, but make sure you're attending one in December or in January. They are powerful.
Mm-hmm. And we've got a new person on our Quick Start IBD support group, Cecilia. Congratulations, you are on. Now, we've got a Ruby. Unfortunately, Ruby did not answer either of the questions. So, Ruby, on your instant messenger for this, I will reach out to you on instant messenger, and you'll need to supply me your IBD number, and then also if you've been to an academy or not. So just want to give you a heads up on that, so that way we can get that properly taken care of. So just want to throw that out there here. So I'm busy working away behind the scenes here, Belinda. We're getting these new people on.
Okay, terrific. Well, I think since we didn't get anyone else to raise their hand, we can probably give everyone back a half an hour into their day and get them to focus and make some of those phone calls. And since we're down to this last 2 days of this promotion that we have, which is really an outstanding promotion.
Oh, most definitely. That's absolutely incredible. And I see we have one more who's raised his hand.
I just saw that. Okay. So area code 515, area code 515, you are now live on Blog Talk.
Hey there, guys. Steve G. from Iowa. I just wanted to share with you with the Quick Start program, listening to it for quite a few months here. Listen to you guys with I have a lot of sales background, but you never can get enough of nuggets, golden nuggets, and then
amen.
As far as things. And I just wanted to say that that sometimes when you're in sales, that going back to the basics, and I really got to tell you that a lot of the things that I learned over the last 30-some years of doing it, it was the hard way. And I really appreciate and understand how you guys have been on point with what you've done with this Quick Start program and the patience that you guys have in place and going slow about it so people completely understand it, because there are people with this system in place, going slow and being effective and having the resources that are available to us, no matter if you have no sales ability or you've had it for a long time like myself, it's beneficial. And there are tons of golden nuggets in the world, and you just got to decide which ones that work for you and some that don't work for you. So I just want to thank you guys for doing what you've done with this program. And even though a lot of people are, I'm sure, to listen to it, like you said, there are great thousands of people. I just want to speak out and just tell you how much I personally appreciate what you guys have done.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the call and sharing that. We really appreciate it.
Yeah. You know, Steve is on my team here back in Iowa, and I have to admit, his input from the very beginning, because he was in car sales for so many years, and getting his insight of how we are doing things, and it really solidifies how we are doing everything the right way. And he has been able to adjust accordingly, use all his skills that he had from working sales in cars, and then applying them here. He has been a definite asset to our team. So, Steve, I want to thank you so much. Love you from the bottom of my heart, buddy, and a lot of great things ahead on that. So thanks so much for sharing that.
You're welcome. Thank you again. Bye.
And then I want to let you know, Melinda, we've got a new person also. I'm hitting the approve button for Dan. Dan, you are now also a member of the Quick Start IBD support group. And I see Ruby now. She got back to me here with her numbers here. So we've got three new people. That's right. We've got three new people now on the IBD support group. So my goodness, we are continuing to grow. And make sure you share this with all your team members. Grab them by the collar and say, listen, you got to get on board with this, because I do continue to monitor this, because I want to make sure that you guys have the opportunity of going in, and there is a file section in our IBD support group. And under those files, there's a lot of valuable information. There's an outline to the program itself. And then Belinda has taken the time, along with Casey Conrad. She's been extremely instrumental on putting in a lot of items that help people. So little like footnotes, outlines, different things there. So it's all there for you. We've put all of this together to truly help you out, because what was happening is some people would get signed up and the person that signed them up was brand new, and then maybe something happened and then the individual did not have the support that they needed. And with those individuals, sometimes, I was trying to think of the term, it was on the tip of my tongue, orphans. We would have like certain orphans out there as distributors not knowing where to turn. So we created this whole program so that an individual could find a home and then be able to learn where to reach out for help and have the foundation to allow you to become once again an independent Beamer distributor, not a dependent Beamer distributor. We are all operating our own businesses, and we want to grow, we want to develop, we want to change lives one person at a time, one horse and or barn at a time, but this is how we do it. And we represent Beamer. We want to represent Beamer in a very professional manner, and we want to be able to share this with everybody that we come in contact with. So with that, Belinda, I will open it up for the final thoughts and words, if you'd like, and we will be then signing off.
Okay, terrific. Thank you. Yes, we're wrapping it up. And the one thing that I want people to know is to have success, you have to stay engaged. And you're going to get bulletproof in understanding what Beamer can do if you attend the blog talks and listen to them. If you attend the national calls, which happen the third Wednesday of the month at 9 p.m. Eastern time, if you commit to engaging in at least one call a week, you will continue to get those nuggets of information that and ways of sharing that Steve talked about. So stay engaged. Stay connected. And I hope everybody has a wonderful December and great success over these next 5 weeks that we have to the end of our year. Over to you, Greg.
All righty. I'm going to leave everybody with this. The most important question to ask on the job is not, what am I getting? The most important question to ask is, what am I becoming? So we want you all to become great individuals, become great distributors, become great ambassadors on sharing this one-of-a-kind technology to change people's lives, and have fun. Bottom line, have fun. Have a smile on your face. have warmth in your heart, and you will definitely go out and change lives. So have a great week, everybody, and I'm sure we'll hear you on our other Blog Talk radio programs.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.